This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk. I am Mark Shuttleworth, and this morning we are joined on the phone by the principal of Nazareth Elementary in the city of Rochester, Sister Margaret Mancuso. Sister Margaret, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to have you on Rock Talk with us this morning. Nazareth Elementary, what a hidden gem. And I know there's a lot of people who are probably familiar with the school. 12 months ago, I was not familiar with the school at all, and here we are.
Wow.
Here we are in 2021, and my daughter is finishing up a year there in Nazareth Elementary in fifth grade, and we just can't say enough good stuff about Nazareth Elementary. So, so I've learned a lot about you guys in the past year, and we want to share that, of course, with our audience. So, Sister Margaret, let's begin by giving us a little bit of the background of Nazareth Elementary. First of all, where are you guys located? How do you describe where you guys are?
Hey, we are right across from Sacred Heart Cathedral on Flower City Park, just off of Lake Avenue between Lake and Dewey, and very close to 104 Expressway. We are about eight blocks down from where we used to be at the old Nazareth Academy on Lake Avenue.
Okay.
So people might be familiar with Nazareth Academy as well.
And what grades? Go ahead, sorry.
We have been here about 3.5 years at this site.
Mm-hmm. And what grades do you guys take care of there?
We have preschool through grade six. We start with 3-year-olds. So we have 3 and 4 and then up to grade six.
That's wonderful. All right, so tell us a little bit of the history of Nazareth Elementary. Like you said, this is a newer location for you, but the school has quite a history.
Yes. Actually, Nazareth, the name Nazareth has quite the history. It's 150 years ago that the Sisters of St. Joseph started Nazareth, which became Nazareth Academy, a school for young women in high school age. And the bishop at the time was Bishop McQuaid. The Diocese of Rochester was only 3 years old, and he asked in 1871, he asked our sisters to start a school for young women, and so Nazareth Academy was born. And then 13 years later, in 1884, they started a school for the elementary level, and that became Nazareth Hall. So Nazareth Elementary currently today is actually the former Nazareth Hall. About 10 years ago, the name got changed.
Okay. Wow.
So, they both have a long history. And then our sisters not only started those two schools, but we also started Nazareth College. So we founded Nazareth College as well, and it started out on the front lawn of Nazareth Academy back in 1924.
Wow.
So our sisters have been a big part of education in this greater Rochester community for a very long time. In 2010, the enrollment had gotten quite small, so Nazareth Academy, our leadership team of the Sisters of St. Joseph, decided it was time to take a look at Nazareth Academy more closely. And so the academy and the middle school were closed. Nazareth Hall then moved into the Academy High School building and became Nazareth Elementary. And that's when I came on board. So our sisters have been very committed to continuing education at the foundation level, remaining a presence in the city, and hoping to give these children a great start. So that when they go on to middle school and high school, whichever schools they go to, they will feel confident and successful. So my whole career actually has been in the diocesan Catholic school system as teacher, principal, assistant superintendent. So I was kind of surprised 10 and a half years ago when our president called me in and asked if I would consider going to Nazareth Elementary, because I was like, I'm not even from Rochester, so I didn't know much about Nazareth before I entered the convent. And I was like, oh, I'm a diocesan person through and through, but I can't tell you how much I love it. It is the most diversified Catholic school that I've ever worked in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a private school owned and operated by our sisters. So we have a flexibility and a freedom to create our own curriculums and policies and procedures, a little different from the diocesan system. So there's a great excitement, I would say, around what we can do here to help meet the needs of our children.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, we draw from all different districts, too. It's not just a city school. 70% of our children are from the city, but we draw from 8 other school districts. Rush Henrietta, Gates Charlie. We have students who live in Spencerport, Webster, Irondequoit, Greece. So that it's a mix. That's where the diversity comes in. there's a mix of socioeconomic, religious, and ethnic diversity, and that's where I see a difference from when I was supervising all the Catholic schools. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity. It's like a microcosm of the world they're living in today.
Yeah, absolutely. We noticed that, and it is great to see our daughter Chloe, who's in fifth grade mm-hmm. there. It is great to hear stories just coming out of her class, and instead of because we live in Webster, so she was going to Webster mm-hmm. schools, and we have nothing but nice things to say about Webster schools
sure.
as well. Webster schools, along with many of the public, all of the public school systems, were really cut back this past year, obviously due to COVID. And a big yes. concern we had was her school had gone back 5 days a week, but it was about two hours and 15 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. Fifth grades, you're learning a lot of important things in every grade, but fifth yes. grade, I think in the later elementary school years, preparing for middle school and beyond, That's a key time, and for us, we needed 5 days. So, tell me, has that had an impact? We came to Nazareth Elementary because of that. I assume mm-hmm. that's had an impact on you guys this past year as well.
It has. First of all, we've been fortunate enough to be open full time 5 days a week since we opened in September. So that's been a blessing. Our numbers are a little smaller than last year because some parents. We're a little nervous about, was the school going to stay open? So they did move on. But we picked up several new students, and we picked up like seven since the end of the first quarter.
Wow.
And some had started in hybrid models in other districts, and parents were calling saying it's just not working. So we did pick up several new, along with students like Chloe, who came right to us in September.
Yeah.
And that's part of the great benefit of Nazareth, too, is the children are used to welcoming all the time. It's not like they've all been together since preschool and they all follow right through sixth grade. They're used to that mix of new people coming in, sharing new ideas. But we've been blessed. The Sacred Heart building that we're renting, is pretty big, and the classroom rooms are a large size. So we could socially distance with the 6 feet safely with every classroom. Now, I did have to cut. I had to cap classrooms, so we did have to turn people away as well. But we were able to open, and the only grade that was overflowing was second, so I opened up two second grades.
Okay.
And so I think even though about 12 or 14 students in September parents chose to keep them home, seven of them have returned second semester,
okay.
number one. And the ones who are here, even though everyone showed up the first day with a mask, and they still do with a mask, you could see the smiles in their eyes just to be so happy to be back in school.
Mm.
And I have children who, when we have a break like Thanksgiving or Christmas, even February break, as they're going out to the buses, there's always somebody that says, why do we have to have a week off? I wish we weren't going to be out for so long. They are just so happy to be back. And I think the parents are very happy to have them back as well.
I would, yes. I would echo that, yes.
You know, just March to June was difficult enough on all of us, staff and parents and children.
Yeah.
And but there's something about in-person learning where you're face-to-face with your teacher. So when you have a question or you need help, they're right there to help you versus trying to do it on a screen in a Zoom classroom meeting. And our children just need that extra connection. We're a very hugging school, and that's been difficult this year. We can't hug.
Yeah.
And children they would just walk in the door and just hug us walking in. So that's been difficult, but they know we're right there looking at them, talking with them, being with them, and that's made a big difference. And academically, too, I think we're moving in person. You can move along much differently than you can trying to Zoom each day and send in assignments electronically and all of that. It's just very difficult. So we've been blessed to be open.
Yeah. Let's reset for just one second. Let me remind people what we're talking about here. We're talking about Nazareth Elementary School in the city of Rochester. We're speaking with the principal of the school, Sister Margaret Mancuso. Here's the website for the school. You should check this out, nazarethschools.org. You can take a virtual tour on the website, as we did last summer. Before enrolling our daughter there, nazarethschools.org is the website, and you can reach the front office at the number 458-3786. That number again is 458-3786. And you, Sister Margaret, you said you answer the phone, or you're the person that they will speak to when they call there many times, right?
That's correct. The office will pass the calls right on to me. I like that personal connection. Plus, I can't give the personal tours this year.
Right, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yes, I normally would be touring all these months now. So I like to at least have the connection on the phone with a parent and answer their questions.
So we talked a little bit about COVID time and you know, what's happened this past year and how Nazareth was valuable that way. Let's talk a little bit about, for a few minutes, about the value of the education that you guys offer. COVID aside, what is different about the education that these kids get at Nazareth Elementary versus, you know, public schools in the area?
Mm-hmm. Well, the main difference between a public school, obviously, is we're a faith-filled environment. We are a Catholic school, even though only about 26% of our children are Catholic. We are faith-based, and when a parent enrolls here, they know that, and they accept that. They want their children to be surrounded with gospel values and to learn respect and responsibility and be good citizens. So we can integrate the religion into everything we do all day long. It's not just teaching religion class. So we pray together every day over the PA, and actually this past month it's been the first grade's turn to pray, and starting today, the kindergarten started leading prayers over the PA.
Wow.
So the children have an opportunity to share prayer in that way together. So we integrate the faith and values in everything we do, whether we talk to them about the bus or the playground or in their special classes. It's a lot about getting along, creating community, how do we treat one another. And so that's really special. And again, parents are very open with, we're very big in our church, and yes, we want the values. So we have a strong connection with parents supporting our faith and values.
Yeah.
That's why our theme is even where faith, love, and learning thrive. We're trying to develop in the children their own spirituality. We're not trying to make everyone a Catholic, turn them into Catholics, but to develop the spirituality that's within them. So as they get older, they can deal with the issues and the struggles in society. And it's a difficult world today. So we have an opportunity to help shape that for them. Our academics are really strong. When I said that we're private, I used to be assistant superintendent for curriculum. So I have a good background on the curriculum of New York State, the New York State standards, and national standards. And so we are able to tailor them to what our children need. Sometimes when they come in at different grade levels, they might have been struggling in a particular subject like math or reading. We have strong academic intervention programs where we can plug them into those as well to catch them up and give them the extra support and confidence they need. So we're constantly talking as a faculty about curriculum and how can we shape it and what can we do differently this year? How do we meet the needs of our children? We do have services from Rochester City for any student that comes in with an IEP, an individual educational plan. And so if they need special services, Rochester City provides a teacher for that. We have extra Sisters of St. Joseph who actually come in part-time and also support in the classroom in one-on-one or in pairs, children needing extra help with reading or math or test-taking or writing skills. Some people have an image sometimes that Catholic schools don't have, maybe what every public school has, but we have a fully equipped lab. We have Chromebooks available for every student to use. We have all of the specials, the arts and music and technology and library. We added dance several years ago, so the children take a dance class. We also, in post and pre-COVID times, we have extracurricular clubs. So we might have science club, or last year we had a dulcimer club. Smart camp in the summer, we hope we can open that again. We offer banking opportunities with St. Pius X Federal Credit Union, so the students are learning about saving money. The 100 Mile Club has been going on for 6 years, and that's been wonderful to see them all exercising and having a great time with that. We've offered Sign Language Club. One of our parents teaches at the School for the Deaf, so we offer Sign Language Club. So we have a lot of extracurricular activities that children can sign up for, again, not in the COVID year, but that will enrich them so that we're developing the whole child, not just the academics, but the social and the emotional. We have a part-time social worker, and she does a lot of activities in the classroom with social-emotional learning and resiliency, especially in this year that's been difficult for families. So we just have a well-rounded program. I really believe in it wholeheartedly.
It is remarkable that there's so much. When you just listening to you, Sister Margaret, just listing off all of those programs and opportunities. Mm-hmm. I mean, the school. I mean, how many students attend the school? It's not a massive school, but there's so many opportunities offered in Nazareth Elementary.
That's right. This year is our lowest, and we're 124.
Yeah.
But last year we were like 135 or 36. So we've been higher. And sometimes it's the financial piece that has people move on. As much as we offer financial aid, and 90% of our families need financial aid, but we believe, and again, we take each child where they're at and trying to offer them the best we can. We're hoping to run SMART Camp. That stands for science and math, arts, reading, religion, and technology. And that's been going on at Nazareth, I believe, before my time, but my teachers and my aides run the camp, and it's 3 weeks here at school, and it's ways to continue learning math and reading skills, keeping them strong over part of the summer so they don't have a huge gap from June to September, but it's all done in fun ways. You know, they have special T-shirts, and they're doing lots of arts and crafts, and they would take field trips. And it runs for 3 weeks, and children could sign up for 1, 2, or 3 weeks. So that's another opportunity that we've been able to offer in the past.
Yeah.
Children's choir as well. We have a phenomenal music teacher who this year hasn't been able to sing with the children, but she's done incredible things with instruments and instruments in the classroom and dance. And in the past, the choir would go perform at nursing homes and different places, at the mall. They even went last year to the Department of Motor Vehicles and sang for the people waiting in the long line. So we try to share the school with the community in ways like that. So children's choir is another after-school enrichment opportunity that the older kids can join. And again, we hope next year we can get back to a lot of these activities.
Hey, I'll tell you, if you can put a smile on the faces of the people of the DMV, then you are doing something right.
You got it.
No question about that. We're speaking with Sister Margaret Mancuso, the principal at Nazareth Elementary here in the city of Rochester grades. It goes through sixth grade. It starts at age three? Is that what you said?
Three-year-old preschool, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about transportation, because that is key as well. I know that I drive in from Webster every morning. I drop Chloe off. But there are buses there, and busing is available too, right? So transportation, tell us about that.
Yes, according to New York state law, any student can be bused within a 15-mile radius of a school. So that's where, if you look at that 15-mile radius, we have a bus from Rush Henrietta in Greece. We have several city buses. We've had buses from other districts in the past. With COVID this year, more parents chose not to ride buses, have the children on the buses, so we have more cars this year. But it's a 15-mile radius, so I say to parents, you know, if you're looking around, don't rule us out because we're right here off of Lake Avenue in the city. You can be in Irondequoit, you can be in Greece, you can be in Rush Henrietta, Churchville Chilai, Gates Chilai, and still come to Nazareth.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I drop off, so I get there, we get in line there at the loop, we get up, and there's two wonderful ladies who are there to help the kids out of the car. They go inside. Mm-hmm. As soon as they're inside, their temperature checked, we get the thumbs up, and then we get to take off. So, but you guys, I mean, very thorough. You guys are there welcoming every morning with a smile, and I couldn't get over the fact, and I know you said, you know, you have kids that come and go, and so it's a very welcoming community, but everybody knew Chloe's name, it seemed like, like straight out of the chute, which was just remarkable.
That is, again, one of the benefits. I have a remarkable staff here, and some have been here a long time, and some are new teachers here to us this year, but everyone, we build community, so everyone looks out for every child. So the two that you see in the morning, those are two of our primary early childhood aides. One's a preschool aide, and one's a kindergarten aide. And they know all the students. We have always been very protective of our children as far as safety goes. The school, the building's always locked. And the two that do the front door know every child on the buses. I'm inside all the time taking temperatures. That's what my job is in the morning. I'm taking temperatures.
Oh, it's you that takes the temperature then?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
I didn't know.
Well, I do Monday, Tuesday on that door, and then our nurse does it the other days. I'm on the front door with the buses the other 3 days.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Okay.
But everybody has an assignment, and so everybody gets to know every child. And so that way, if a child's walking through the hall and looking a little down or is dilly-dallying along the way, anyone could call that child by name and say, now, where are you supposed to be? Can I help you get back to your classroom? You know, just move them along. So we have a lot of protection here for the children. And again, that's part of our community. We have assemblies every month, which are very moving. And unfortunately, again, this year we can't bring them all together, but we look forward to that next year, where every first Friday, the whole school is down in the gym area. Sometimes the class will perform for the others. Sometimes we have a speaker. We recognize birthdays. The prayer leader gets up and leads the prayer and the pledge. They'll sing a song together. We have class banners, and one child from every class walks down the aisle with the banner and puts them on the stage for everybody to see. It's very moving, actually, but we're building community together. This year, their communities are basically their classrooms. According to the requirements to reopen, you had to have small groups called cohorts. So right now, every classroom is its own cohort. They stay together. So even the 2 second grades don't mix right now. But down the road, we would have like a sixth grade class be big buddies with a first grade and a fifth grade class with kindergarten so that they get to know the big kids and the little kids. So there's a lot of community building. So what you see outside is very real. Everyone is very happy to help out and look out for each other and the kids coming in. And they enjoy, I think that the staff enjoys talking to the kids as much as the parents are happy to have that service. And in bad weather, it's like valet service, isn't it?
It is like valet service. I don't have to get out of my car. I just pull right up.
You don't have to get out, right?
No. What service? But that community, that sense of when Chloe goes in, you know, being new to a school, and she's outgoing. She's a gregarious personality for sure. But, you know, change a different school district, you know, it's a big change. For any child, but for her to feel so welcomed right off the bat and to feel like everybody kind of knew her on day one, day two, day three, really made her feel more welcome at the school. And we as parents obviously appreciate that. We're speaking with Sister Margaret Mancuso, the principal at Nazareth Elementary here in the city of Rochester. You can find them online at nazarethschools.org. That's nazarethschools.org, and the website, or the phone number, rather, is 458-3786. We have a couple minutes left here, Sister Margaret. What would you say to somebody who, right now, they have their child perhaps enrolled in public school, they'll be doing the distance learning this year, who knows what the future, the next few weeks, the next few months, next school year holds.
Yeah.
What would you say to them, regardless of any of that, what would you say to them about considering Nazareth Elementary? If you had just 30 seconds, 60 seconds to speak directly to them right now, what would you say?
What I usually say to any parent that might be thinking about a change, give us a chance, take a look. And if you can come in and talk to me, if we get down the road to do that, otherwise go to our website, because looking around, you know your child best. So you have to find a school that feels right for your child. And that's what I'll say when a parent comes in for a tour. Does this feel right for your child? And if it does, then we will make it work for you. We will find a way to make it work financially. And this is where your child's meant to be. But take a chance and take a look, because we like the way to a bright future. That's kind of been our slogan. And, if you're looking for something different and you like small community, closeness, safety, quality curriculum, then give us a chance and take a look.
Very good. And like you said 90% of students who attend Nazareth Elementary, 90% of families are receiving financial aid of some sort.
Yeah.
So don't think of private school or Nazareth Elementary and just automatically say, well, we can't afford it. We can't make it work. Please, I want you to call them. I want you to speak with the Sister Margaret and learn about the school first, see if it's a good fit, and then discuss that. But don't discount it strictly because it's a private school and you don't think you can afford it, because it's your child's education you're talking about, first of all, but there are options available there. And these guys are wonderful. I know they'll bend over backwards to do what's best for your family and your child, and there was something else. Oh, I know what I was going to add. Real quick, I was going to say, because you talked about the rigorous academics. So yes. When we made the decision last summer for Chloe to attend Nazareth Elementary, we got the information about the school, and my wife said to me, she goes, before Chloe goes back in September, she has to have done 2 book reports. And I was like, what?
What?
Off the bat, 2 book reports? Now, I don't know how many book reports she had done in her academic career up until that point, but this seemed like a big jump. And I tell you what, she got into the books. She did the book reports. And there's the new one required every month. I mean, there's other homework as well, obviously. But she is in the routine now. She has become a much better reader. She has become a person who likes to read a lot more. She's better at it. She's a much better writer. I mean, all this stuff. And it's all... Thanks to the great teachers and faculty and staff that you guys have there at Nazareth Elementary. So my family is very grateful for you and your team and what you guys do. We sure hope some folks listening reach out to you and explore this for their family.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that, though. We appreciate that. We do a summer reading list even for the littlest ones, that just to keep them, again, with those skills and that reading. You can't go the whole summer without any academics in that sense. But I'm glad she got into it.
She did. And in the world of YouTube and you know, videos and everything everywhere, you know, it's easy to lose. You know, I'll be when I was a kid, I didn't like to read that much. If you don't expose yourself to it, if your kids aren't, you know, forced to do it up front, they're never going to learn to like it. It's key, and we're just so grateful for everything you guys do. The website again is nazarethschools.org, nazarethschools.org. 458-3786 is the phone number, 458-3786. Wonderful school, very diverse student population, and quality education just from start to finish. It has been such a joy talking to you, Sister Margaret. Thank you for taking the time from Nazareth Elementary to chat with us this morning.
And thank you, Mark, for this opportunity. And thank you for Chloe. Love having her here.
Oh, she loves
it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Great.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.